Welcome everyone to our Wednesday night meeting. I don't see any visitors, but if I'm overlooking anyone, I want to welcome you all to the Nation of Islam, Muhammad's Mosque 32. And I always mention it in that fashion to remind us that we're our own government. This is a sovereign land and territory, roughly quarter acre by a quarter acre, extended from the alley to the street, and side to side about a quarter acre. It's our sovereign land and territory, right? Similar to the Vatican, the Catholics, they got the Vatican City, but it's surrounded by the city of Rome. No different for us. We're our own country. Welcome to the Nation of Islam. And we're surrounded by the city of Phoenix.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But as I look around, I don't see any Americans in here. No citizens of the United States. I think we all defected either days ago or many years and decades ago. We're members of the Nation of Islam. 10-4? Y'all with me? Count with me, class. I welcome us to the Nation of Islam. As you approached our property, our sovereign land and territory, our country, you saw a man out in the parking lot area or on the sidewalk area, and we affectionately call that the outside post, parking lot post, but what it truly is our border patrol. That man out there, that brother, is making certain that our perimeter is locked down and secure. He's being especially watchful at night during the time of this meeting, right?
Yes, sir.
He's not just out there to look sharp and shiny, but he's out there to kill concrete if concrete rise up against this property, right? It's our border patrol. And from what I understand, our perimeter is locked down and secure. 10-4. Double check with my first officer. We got no problems on our perimeter, right? As you all came and you parked your automobiles, you were directed to one of two doors. Brothers went through one side, sisters went through another side. I'm a little off on the direction. I think the brothers' door is south, the sisters' door is on the north. And you came in and you were asked to submit to a search. And we call it the check post, search post. But what that is our customs division. Because this is a government, free and sovereign land and territory, our country. And when you visit another country, you gotta go through customs, ensuring that nothing dangerous enters into our country. That's our job. So we pat down a little taste. I hope that didn't offend anyone, and if so, I'll apologize on behalf of the customs division. Then after that, you all checked into a secretary's table. That's our Secretary of State, and everybody here is registered member, so we all defected a while ago. So we were checking in for attendance and saying, yes, I'm here for duty, serving our point. Maybe brother might be a visitor. Are you a visitor? Okay, 10-4, welcome to the Nation of Islam. That's the whole part that was all directed to you. You're in the decision-making process whether you're going to defect or not. Decide quickly. Okay, the proof that we are on sovereign land and territory. Just count with me, class. We fly our own flag. Red flag with the white crescent and five-pointed star. Un momento. I also will be plugging the best newspaper on earth. Our flag, red flag, white, five-point star, and crescent, representing the sun, the moon, the stars, the universe, indicating that we are free, justified, and equal to all humanity. This is the real deal here. We're small, but we're powerful. And don't make no mistake to find out the hard way how powerful we really are. I'm just saying. I only look like this. I only look refined and soft, but it's a maniac underneath. If you come against us, believe that. I digress. Let me get back to plug our Final Call newspaper. The life-giving teachings are inside here. You'll see our brothers selling these. You'll see our sisters selling, not selling, accepting donations to help our nation. This is one of our gross national products, along with, some will say bean pies, but our number one gross national product, and I'm gonna get off of it after this, is divine truth. And we don't sell that. We give it away freely. You're getting it tonight, then it's gonna transform your life, and then you say, I'm gonna dedicate my life to this, right? That's how it's supposed to work. So our gross national product, the number one gross national product, is divine truth. hopefully that's nestled in the words that I'm saying, and it's not just ego that I'm portraying right now. So I'm welcoming everyone to the Nation of Islam. That was a long way to say that. There'll be people taking us further into our program. The first brother is from the city of Boston. It's the hometown of our minister. That's where our minister grew up, was educated up until he went to college. I think of brother, he's the Roxbury Rocker or the Dorchester Destroyer, right? He had to come up in that same hell that raised our minister. That town is a seat of power for the academia, right? They got the Harvard University there. They whip up some madness that destroys poor people all over the earth. What's the other school? Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. All kind of madness is going on there. Madness, and he survived that to be part of the God process. I'm supposed to plug our subject to Islam dignifies, right? And he's gonna talk to us about some of that dignification. Is dignification a real word? It's not a real word, I'm just making up words. Jesse up here. Well, it begins with the de-niggification and the process to being God. Brothers, all praises are due to Allah. So without any further delay from me, let's bring up my brother, your brother. I love him dearly. With an incredible round of applause, brother Lugerio Muhammad. Leave no doubt.
Thank you, sir. Just want to make a quick correction. Lugerio X. Yeah. I'm trying to be Muhammad, inshallah, mashallah. I'm striving. Alrighty. Okay. Thank you, family. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came to us in the person of Master Fard Muhammad, the one we was waiting for. And that man deposited himself in a well-made man, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, who is living. He's not dead, he's living. And we just celebrated his 126th birth anniversary. Praise be to Allah, praise be to Allah. And you know, see, we wouldn't know the God, Master Fard Muhammad in the Christ without the other side of the coin, the man that is making a fusion with the Christ, and that man that I speak of that is helping me to learn more about myself every day, learning, teaching me about how to be Jesus, because he is the Jesus. He knows Jesus. He lives Jesus. That man is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. In their holy and righteous name, family, I want to greet the beautiful Muhammad's Mosque number 32 in the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Happy Savior's Day. How are y'all? Praise be to Allah. I want to thank Student Minister Abdul Halim for this privilege and this honor. I'm so fired up. I'm so thankful to be here right now with y'all. And we're going to go into this beautiful subject, Islam dignifies. Alrighty, so what is Islam, you may ask? You know, that's a question that came to my mind when I heard about the subject. Because I grew up in Catholicism. You know, I go to grandma's house, got the Queen of Elizabeth on the wall and white Jesus on the wall. And, you know, so I never knew about Islam, you know? And in fact, when I went to the church, we did this thing in the church where we're bowing down to a white Jesus. You know, so this is the so-called Islam that I grew in. But we know that Islam is not the real Islam. Ain't that right? Can I get a witness? Praise be to Allah. So Islam, as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, is our very nature. Islam is the nature of the black man and woman. And, you know, Islam is a religion. And religion in dictionary.com is a belief, moral conduct, practice, something that we do. And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that this is who we really are. In Closing the Gap, this magnificent book by our brother, our angel, student minister Jibril Muhammad, we thank Allah for him, and may Allah forever be pleased with him. If you get a chance, if you don't have it, get this book, Closing the Gap, by student minister Jibril Muhammad. In page 207 of this magnificent book, the Honorable Ms. Luz Farrakhan says, Islam, as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is the completion of God's favor, and it offers to us the greatest degree of freedom because it gives us the greatest knowledge of the offer of freedom and the greatest knowledge of our connection to Him, that we are now made free to grow into Him. Islam dignifies. The word dignify, in the word dignify, you have dignity. Something that is changing. You're being made, you're being restored. In the word dignity, you got nobility, as dictionary.com tells us, because, you know, it's the English language. We're trying to learn it. But elevation of character. And in the word dignify, you also have dig. See, brothers and sisters, as I grew up in Catholicism and I was searching, I was digging for who I really was, because that's what we all doing. We have been, as the Bible says, shaped in iniquity. We come up in a society that is full of lies. And Islam, as brought by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, by Master Fad Muhammad, dignifies us, restores us. And, you know, when I heard the Honorable Minister Luz Farrakhan in a song by Jay Electronica, I was so down that day. I was low. And I came home from work. I said, I'm sick of this job. I was so sick of the job at the time. But I heard the Honorable Minister Luz Farrakhan in that song. And he said the words of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that we are the chosen of God. And when I heard that, it went deep. It digged something out of me, quick. And from there, the process started. And I just wanted to mention, since we are approaching the Holy Day of Atonement, I want to mention the part of the 8 steps, which is step number 7. And in step, we all know about the Million Man March now, right? Yes. Allahu Akbar. Praise the miracle of the Million Man March. So in the 7th step, reconciliation and restoration, it means to resolve differences and to establish or reestablish a close relationship between previously divided persons. Islam is the force that is going to connect us, as taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Luz Farrakhan, to who we really are, God. So I thank you for this moment. I want to bring on our hardworking student lieutenant. Oh, excuse me. I want to bring on Brother Edward first, but I thank you for this time, and I greet you in the greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum.
Assalamu Alaikum. Let's give Brother another round of applause, please. Incredible job. Islam dignifies. Before I bring on our next presenter, chapter 46 in the Message to the Black Man, that is titled Islam Dignifies. That's a handful of, let me put the glasses on. I've lost a portion of my eyesight just recently. I'm getting older. But now I can see it. It's 7 different points, but I'm not going to go through all of them. It closes, though, with, are you too proud to submit to Allah and sit in heaven while you live and have His protection against your open enemy, This is what dignifying, how it dignifies. I can go on for, I'm looking in a room of men and women, and I can speak for myself. I was a bottom feeder.
Go ahead.
Oh my God, you name it, I claim it, right? When he finally snatched me from hell's, the demon's jaws, the synagogue of Satan had me eyeball deep in cesspool, right? The fact that I put on a dry clean suit and shined my shoes is totally a miracle. But the dignification is even deeper than that. So I just need to say that Islam dignifies. And if you're confused still, the Islam that I'm talking about is not the Islam that directs us to the mystery God, to the spook. I'm talking about the teachings of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Yes, all praise is due to Allah, because I'm going to further dignify that as led by the Messiah in our midst, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, because a lot of people say what they say. Talk is cheap. Well, there's only one Islam, Brother Edward. Right, and it's this one. Stand up. It's this one. This is the proof of a submission to the will of Allah, who came in a personage of Master Fard Muhammad. If you're right there, you either worshiping Yaqub or you worshiping Farad. I don't care what you call it. And I'm not set tripping, but I kind of am. Amor a rey. I digress. Let me get off of this really quick. They say it's only one Islam. This dignifies us to the degree we would never open a liquor store, right? Open a store, sell a little bacon, but we got the true Islam. I ain't set tripping, I'm pointing out. Sell a little pork chop, sell a little night train, old English 800 malt liquor, a little Philly blunt. Do they still smoke Philly blunts? Or bring it up to the modern time, cigarillos. Or Newport. We didn't do that. We don't do that as we got closer to the true and living God, our Islam. Our Islam makes us too dignified to ever think of that. Oh, praise is due to Allah. So if you are not sure what Islam I'm talking about the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And with that said, I'm going to bring someone up to the rostrum who is in the bloodline of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He never says that. Others have to say that for him. And I just wanted to say that. I talked to little bro, he's one of my lieutenants, right? And I said, man, we could do something for the youth because he looked so young. And when I told him what my ideas about the youth, he said, bro, I ain't that young. This Islam dignifies us so much that we always look 10 years our junior. You're 30, you look 20. Maybe it's me. This Islam dignifies, and I'm gonna close it out with this. I'm looking at a bunch of shiny foreheads. And it's not Vaseline. It's that third eye that the 5%ers talk about. It's the God just emanating through each one of us. Whatever level of belief you're at, it shows in the shine of your forehead, every one of you. So with that being said, I'm gonna bring a brother with a real shiny forehead. my dear brother, Montine, right? Montine Muhammad. Let's bring him up with an incredible round of applause. Allahu
Akbar. Praise be to Allah. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. I greet everybody with the greeting words of peace and paradise of Assalamu Alaikum. First and foremost, I want to thank the laborers here at Muhammad Mosque number 32 for the opportunity to speak. And I want to thank the believers and the guests here. During this time right now in the world, the mosque should really be flooded, you know, with attendance. And, we can see the headlines of what's going on in the world right now. So, you know, our people need this knowledge. And with that being said, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he raised the question. He said, why do I stress the religion of Islam for my people, the so-called American Negroes? Why do I stress the religion Islam? Well, we have been subjected to the worst conditions, you know, known to man. So right now, like I said, you can see the headlines of war, nations rising against nation. The people are angry, wanting to overthrow the government. Countries are being pushed to accept gay marriages, and women becoming masculine. Our men are in jail, in the streets, killing one another. And we can see that, you know, on our unity push, we went in the streets. We saw the condition of our people, and we try to get them up out of that condition by showing them an example and showing them that they can be better than what they are right there in that condition. Bent over. I'm talking about bent over. Off the perks, off heroin, on the ground. But we come, you know, not to shame them, but we come down to that level and we talking to them. We giving them, you know, toiletries and stuff they can refreshing themselves up with no matter what condition they're in. We don't judge our people because we've been in that condition as well, no matter what we think. We don't laugh, we learn. So, praise be to Allah. So what will get us out of these conditions and make us respectable in the society that we live in? What would get us out of this condition and make us put us back on top of civilization? You know, Allah says in the Quran, set thy face for religion, being upright, the nature in which he has created, the nature made by Allah in which he has created men. And I'm sure all of these questions will be answered soon by our brother, our dear brother, the keynote speaker, because I'm not the keynote speaker for today. But, you know, as you know, we've had members right here in the Nation of Islam who've come out of a condition. You know, we've been pimps and robbers and gangbangers and drug dealers, killers, prostitutes, you name it. We were in a savage-like state. And the world needs, right now, what we need is fathers, mothers, educators, businessmen and women who can lead industries, talk to leaders, and engage in commerce. We don't need entertainers who degrade us and degrade themselves in front of our people, constantly promoting the savagery. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that a savage is one who has lost the knowledge of self and living the life of a beast. We become slaves to our lower desires. So today, what are your thoughts, brothers and sisters? What are you thinking? You know, what are your thoughts? We can tell what you're thinking by what you say. So, you know, the rappers and the entertainers, we can tell that by what they're thinking, by what they're saying, and by their actions as well. I believe it was Brother Nuri that said, your mind or your life is just your mind inside out. So... yes, sir. So there has to be a man today who put a new idea and a new thought in our mind, a new reality, so that our lives can be transformed to the point where we become world figures like Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X, not to mention the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He teaches us, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Islam removes fear and makes one fearless. It educates us of the knowledge of God and the knowledge of the devil, which is so necessary for our people today. We need men and women who can go to different countries and represent the black man and woman, you know, with dignity. You know, men and women who can be ambassadors of the world, of the word and the teachings that he gave us. So all praise is due to Allah for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Messiah in our midst today, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I just want to say this too, as Muslims we pray, surely I've turned myself to thee, O Allah, striving to be upright. You know, we're striving to be upright. A Muslim is constantly striving to be upright because life is always presenting challenges and obstacles that we must meet and overcome. You know, so, you know, this life is challenging us with temptations and wickedness, but it's Islam that makes us strive, and it's Islam that allows us to give life to the dead. It's Islam that gives us freedom. It's Islam that gives us justice and equality. And with that being said, brothers and sisters, Thank you for listening. I greet you as I came. Assalamu alaikum.
Keep it going. Keep it going. Thank you, sir. Assalamu alaikum. And before I bring our next presenter, who will be carrying a knife for us, I want to try to count with me, class. This Islam that we're talking about, this book talks about Allah, but it was revealed 1,400 years ago when the mystery God was still on the rise, the thought of the mystery God. But now we're in a place 1,400 years later when we see Allah worded in this book. We know exactly who being talked about. We were studying that in our study group Friday. We got a personified individual. Some of the sister said yes. She's gonna do it again because we used to have this poster for the older members, for us who have been around a while. The same one that you all see with Master Farad Muhammad reading the Quran, that same picture, but underneath it was a caption, his name, Master Farad Muhammad, and then in parentheses it said, the Holy Quran clothed in flesh. Or did y'all have that poster? Okay, I used to have a poster that said that, it was to sell them at the final call. The Holy Quran clothed in flesh, this man, born February 26, 1877, born into what this perfect truth, the book says there's no doubt in it. He became the human personification of this scripture and a master of all of the laws that predated him from all the other gods and then supreme to all of them. This is just the man that we follow who brought us the truth. Forgive, because I didn't mean to go that route. Let me put my glasses on one more time. In the third surah of this same book, 46th, let's go to 46th ayat, the 46th verse. It says, he will speak to the people when in the cradle and when of old age, and he will be one of the good ones. Someone said, okay, let's continue. This was revealed to Prophet Muhammad from the mouth of an angel named Jibril, a man, into his ear, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. But this book was never called the revelation of the angel Jibril. It was always called the revelation of Allah. There's a reliable hadith where the angel Jibril asks some questions of religion to Prophet Muhammad, then walks away, and then the prophets ask his companions, do you know who that man is? And they didn't know, and he told them, that's the angel Jibril. That was a hint 1,400 years ago that Allah is a man, right? But they wasn't ready for that, but we, 1930, July 4th, we were ready. And we're still ready. We are ready. So this book gave a hint, but that's not the point that I really wanted to make. I wanted to talk about, really quickly, our supreme wisdom talks about learning our mathematical theology in the past, present, and future perfect tense. Pin that for a second. In verse 48, it says that he will teach him the book, the wisdom, the Torah, and the gospel. The Torah and the gospel. The Torah for the Jesus of 2,000 years ago, God, he came up in the Jewish ideology. But the gospel, he was a walking gospel that was developed as he walked. And he taught it. Okay, let's say he taught himself. But the Quran, the book, that came 600 years later. He couldn't have taught that. Right. Count with me, class. All right. And what is the wisdom? That's that little black book y'all got at the house that y'all haven't read too much since y'all got y'all exes with the actual fact student enrollment in it. Supreme wisdom. This is not talking about a historic man. It's talking about a future man. Because that man didn't even live to be of old age. 36, 39-ish, that's a spring chicken. Someone else being talked about. I'm gonna segue clean out of this. The past, present, future perfect tense. If this was revealed 600 years after the historic Jesus, and Arabic is a perfect language in reference to tenses, either the translator, Muhammad Ali, made a mistake in the translation, or it's talking about a different man. I say the latter. It should say, if it was the Jesus of 2,000 years ago, it should say, he did speak to the people when in the cradle and when of old age. And he was one of the good ones. It should be in past tense. And it should say, he did teach the book, the wisdom, the Torah, and the gospel. This is clear evidence that this is talking about a man today. And if you all are confused about which man I am talking about, his name is the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. For 44 years, he was the walking personification of this scripture, this particular scripture. This is a prophecy of him coming. And then the baton was handed off to our man who we follow, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. We're in a wonderful position today, heading into the hereafter. This is our birthright. Don't snooze it. Don't snooze, you lose. Don't fold now, because we're almost at the end, right? So without any further delay from me, I'm gonna bring the next presenter. I call him the Bay Area Slayer, but he's been taught in several mosques throughout the country. Very close brother to me. I took a time out to learn something about him, and I love him dearly. Let's bring my brother and your brother on with an incredible round of applause, Brother Seth Muhammad. Leave no doubt.
All praises due to Allah. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. I bear witness that Allah came to us here in the wilderness of North America in the person of Master Fard Muhammad. I bear witness that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his messenger and the exalted Christ. And I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is their divine reminder, warrant, comfort, of grace, and Messiah here in our midst. I would like to greet everyone here at Muhammad's Mosque number 32 in the beautiful greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. What an honor to come after the brothers tonight. Let's give everyone a warm round of applause for putting it down. Praise is due to Allah. This is my first time being the keynote speaker, so I'm very honored to see all you beautiful faces, to see the gods. All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you. So, first and foremost, let me thank our student minister here, our brother Abdul Halim Muhammad, the representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the city of Phoenix, for giving us an opportunity to grow as students in the ministry. Please, let's give him a hand. He's doing a great work, as well as every single brother and sister on post who comes here throughout the week, giving their time, their energy, their sacrifice, because they believe in Allah and they believe in his mission and the vision that he has. So we see with our lives that I've been here, what, since around 1994? I came when I was I was born in 1970, so I've been here like more than half my life. All praises due to Allah. So I bear witness to these teachings being life-giving teachings. Okay, I'm gonna try to follow these notes without getting caught up today. Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. So, okay, so I pray Allah blesses me not to be too nervous. I'm trying to be comfortable and get into my energy and spirit so I can be a better medium for Allah as we share tonight. Everyone that comes out on a Wednesday are the diehard believers. I love you guys, because, you know, not everyone comes out in the middle of the week. Yes, sir. Okay, praise be to Allah. Test, mic test, is that good? Okay, great, praise be to Allah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. So our topic for tonight is Islam Dignifies. And of course, our brother Lugero did a great job, my team did a great job, and Brother Edward is full of the spirit, as we know. I call him the voice, the brother from Chicago with many talents. So I can go over dignified, of course, as a word, or, you know, one of the online dictionaries that I read, when it talked about or gave the definition of dignified, it described it as an adjective, of course, and it says that it's having or showing a composed or serious manner that is worthy of respect. I thought that was a great, I told Brother Justin I was gonna put him on blast, but he's not in here, so we can look at him as a sign of a dignified Muslim, Islam. But if you look at our aisle post ushers here, the sister I know, see, I blanked out. Brother Sharif or Sister Anaya? Pardon me, see, a little bit nervous, pardon me. So just when you look at the mannerism of a Muslim, usually when you're out and about, you could have a t-shirt on, you could be just in the grocery store, people will know that you are Muslim. They'll know that there's something different about you. Because we met a man that came and put a new word, a new life, a new energy into our mind. So you can see the look of a Muslim who's eating to live, who's thinking to live. I would like to also go through a few other words that kind of give a brief view of when we have the definition or the phrase Islam dignifies, pardon me, I get this together. So other words that or adjectives were stately, noble, courtly, majestic, kindly, distinguished, lordly, regal, exalted, grand, serious, proper, formal, reserved, composed, and lastly, impressive. And I think that is a great window into what people say when they see the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the embodiment of Minister Farrakhan when you see him. He is the embodiment of every single word there and much more, of course. So I'm definitely impressed when I see a Muslim. So thank you all for accepting this assignment of being Muslims and being my family here outside of my regular family. I value you. I just want to say thank you for standing up on truth. Because every day we meet people who hunk out, people who bow down, people who are afraid to go on that journey, the uphill road, in America especially. So once again, Islam dignifies. So today was a very interesting week in time and in prophecy. We have this war in Palestine that's erupting. It's something that's been done before, this war on Gaza and the Palestinians there. I don't know if any of you are following it, or is everyone aware of what's going on in Palestine? You know, we're taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that when we see things happening afar, you know, beware, because they may be coming home to you soon. And a lot of time as black people in America, it's hard for us to fathom that things like that could happen to us here. We get very comfortable. It's like we forget that we were in slavery for 300 years here in chains. We kind of forget, and it's our job as scholars, as scientists, to really teach our children and those that we come in contact with about our history. So that we can be prepared. I'm looking forward to hearing what our brother Minister Ishmael has to say on Sunday. Make sure that you're here. We're going to see him, I guess, at 12 p.m. on Sunday, which is a little bit different than the time that we usually meet. His topic will be atonement and the Great War. And once again, I'm also very happy to be here for another anniversary of the Million Man March 28 years later, which was the Day of Atonement, which is the day where Allah said, let us make men so that we could go back home and fulfill our word, which was made bond that we would, there was a whole, list of agreements that we made as men. So we all are still striving to make our word bond, of course. All praises due to Allah. So just to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world today, because it's going to set up from what I'm going to say and then come back to how Islam dignifies. So today, of course, we've heard that Israel is claiming that Hamas, a Muslim group, attacked them. So now they've declared war on this Palestinian state. They've cut off the electricity. They cut out any kind of transfer of food. They have, and this is a civilian population. These are women. These are children. These are grandmothers. These are, you know, elderly people. These are regular people, just like you and I, civilians under attack. And it's really a form of genocide, you know. So it's something that we should be concerned about, something that we should talk about. It's something that, you know, as followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we should, well, wait to get our instructions and then, you know, get busy. Okay, so those are everyday people. I think one of the most valuable things that we have in the Nation of Islam is divine guidance. Yes. All praises due to Allah that Minister Farrakhan is such a wise man, guiding us through so many tricks and traps that have been laid for us here in America. Yes. And being with him since I was 24, you know, it's amazing to be living in the book, to see prophecy in both Bible and Holy Quran being fulfilled. Yes. And it's extraordinary when you realize that you are in the midst of the extraordinary. It's a divine time. So currently, isn't it crazy that you have these people bombing this Muslim community, and they call themselves the children of Israel, and they've got this land that they have no right to. And America currently is spending about $3.8 billion a year sending it to Israel, straight up. Wow. So out of 435 senators and, congressmen, there's 535 members of Congress, 100 serve in the Senate, and 435 serve in the U.S. House of Representatives. And out of that number, only 9 people opposed what was going on in Israel, in Palestine. So just think about that. So, I mean, we had 9, I was gonna read their names, but I won't read their names. Okay, so of course we should continue the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan told us to watch the weather, but he's also asked us to read some kind of daily periodical or news and just to see how prophecy is unfolding so we can stay abreast of what's taking place in our lifetime. Okay, synagogue of Satan. I don't know if you guys ever know, and I'm gonna tie this into why we Islam dignifies, but have any of you read the books, Jews Selling Blacks? Have you ever seen our book? Or read any of the series on the secret relationship between blacks and Jews? Who has read this particular small one? Can you raise your hand or looked at it? Raise them up high if you haven't. You want to see this, because this is going to bring it home to a reality. Because these same people that are bombing, the same descendants, the same group that brought us here to America, when you look into this book or into the other books on the secret relationship, it'll change your whole perspective on what you see, what you see when you walk into a store, you know, the different sciences that have been developed just for you. You're dealing with a people that have mastered you. So Minister Farrakhan is beautiful, and our research team is genius to compile all of their research. These are all of their billings and postings about runaway slaves or also slaves for sale. I'm gonna read a couple of them because it's crazy to see how we were their property. Because it's quick for us, it's easy for us to quickly forget just how savage we were treated just a few days ago, but all praise is due to Allah. So we know from our, as students, we got our brother here as a first time guest. So, you know, I'm sure you can follow. You look like you got an Islamic background, good brother. Praise be to Allah. So he's already on this path. We believe that these so-called Jews, the same conscious body that you see in the Bible, battling with Jesus of the Bible, we see them calling themselves the children of Israel, or that they were in bondage, and Jesus in the Bible is like, you were never in bondage to anyone. No, they say we've never been in bondage to anyone. But he goes on to refer to them as the synagogue of Satan. And within these books, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, you get to see how 70% of the slave trade and activities that went on concerning slavery, they ran it. But they hid themselves from being recognized as our open enemy and have posed as a friend rather than the open enemy that they are. So let me move through this quickly. Okay. So here we are. Our ancestors were brought here, many of them on slave ships. Many of them were produced on breeding farms in America. Very savage. So the state that Allah came to find us in when he came here was horrific. But he designed these teachings, and he designed the Nation of Islam as a training atmosphere of healing. There's no Caucasians here because we need a place to heal. And when you're working with your lieutenant, when you're working with your student captain, you're in a process of being refined, resurrected, redeemed, and made into a scientist yourself, a god. Because Master Farid Muhammad said he didn't come really to just make followers, he came to make us gods. He came to make us scientists. So that's why we have a theology and a science. I think it's empowering as a black man and woman to have a theology that was designed specifically for you. So it's and for the time and the country that we live in. And that's a blessing. Because here tonight, or if you were in LA, or if you were in the Bay Area, or if you were in Boston, we're all on the same course of study with the same protocol. So that type of oneness is unique. Where do you find that in the world, where we're all on the same page? So you can see God's hand in his resurrection and redemption of us as a nation. Okay. Oh, praises due to Allah. So, okay, let me read a couple of these from this book over here. Jews Selling Blacks. Not too many people actually raised their hand to actually have read it. So on page 19, this is a billing. You can't see it, I'm sure, but these are the actual postings and billings that you would see up on a board or whatever else have you. This is a document. This is really short. This is a Jewish person selling black men and women. It says, H.S. Cohen, wanted immediately, a Negro woman or a house servant for which wages will be paid punctually. Apply to Joseph Hendricks next door to H.S. Cohen East Bay. Just very casual. Can you imagine that today? Can you imagine that today? If we look at page 112, there's another Caucasian Jewish human being, Isaiah Isaacs, and this is a billing about a runaway slave. And you know, we didn't get this in school. You don't get this in college. Thank God for the Nation of Islam's research team. And so this is what it says on 112. I thought it was interesting. And I'm just saying this because I think we all should read this and make sure that our children have this as well. So $20 reward, ran away from the subscriber, living in the town of Richmond, a very likely Negro woman named Molly, lately the property of Mr. Edward Busbell of Glostertown. She is much pitted with the smallpox, about 22 years old and about 5 inches high. Had on when she went away a Virginia cloth vest, petticoat checked. She had with her a checked apron, a calico petticoat, and a pair of leather high-heeled country-made shoes. I expect she will make towards Williamsburg or Gloucestertown, as she came from those parts a few days ago. She had 4 horse locks fastened on her legs when she went away. Whoever apprehends and delivers the said Negro to me shall receive the above reward and reasonable charges paid by Isaiah Isaacs. Man, look at our people running away from that. And look at this beast. You know, I'm just going to leave that there. There was one more, but I don't think I have time to read that. Praise be to Allah. So wise people know, if you don't study your history, you're more than likely going to repeat it. So it's incumbent upon us to become readers, to become scholars, and to encourage that in our children, right? Could you imagine white people coming out of the caves of Europe? When I heard about them in the caves, that was the first chapter I read in the Holy Quran when I got my Holy Quran, chapter 18 on the cave. I was like, what? Because they really tried to portray us as the savages. But they flipped the script, psychological warfare. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, an envious person is a dangerous person because an envious person will kill you. And the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan said in Self-Improvement, our study guides, got to definitely check those out. He said that envy is the mother of murder. So we're dealing with a people that came to us and saw that we had master planned cities, that we were wearing gold and diamonds, and we had flavor, we had arts, we had culture. And they were coming out of dry, nasty Europe, barely bathing. We had scents and oils. So just the thought that they were a totally contrast to how we look, the black skin, the power, the prowess, the civilization, the refinement, just the beauty of the black man and woman. That envy is deep. Not even to go into their nature in which they were grafted, but just imagine what they encountered when they came to our cities. Okay. And of course, Okay, so question. Has anyone here ever been hated on? Oh, yeah, throw the hands up. You've been hated on? Okay, praise be to Allah. Have you ever had anyone jealous of you before? Have you ever felt victim to being jealous of somebody else before? Okay. Have you ever been envious? Okay. So that's beautiful that we are here in this place where we're about self-improvement. There's a story that I ran into in this little small book called God Moments for Men, and I'm just going to read it because it's talking about envy. So one of our tools for self-development is to be able to be self-aware so that we can begin to address what things are going on in us. So this is just for thought. I thought it was interesting. First, it's Proverbs 14:30. It says, peace of mind means a healthy body, but jealousy will rot your bones. And now here's a little story. You may have heard it before. It's really short. The story goes, there were 2 men sharing a hospital room divided by a curtain. The man by the window would tell his roommate what he saw happening in the park below. He told of the parade, enthusiastically describing every detail. He told of family reunions and of a nervous soldier's marriage proposal. His play-by-play descriptions became like balm to the roommate's soul, until this thought slithered its way into the roommate's heart. Why does he get the bed by the window? Devoured by the thought, envy turned to bitterness, bitterness to resentment, resentment to hatred. No more stories, no more friendship, no more joy. After the man died, the roommate demanded the bed by the window, only to find it faced a brick wall. Praise be to Allah. So underneath it says, envy is the ulcer of the soul. So here we have a people that we've also been taught about envy, that is irredeemable. These people who envy us, who stole our identity, who hate us, who hate your children, but they're smooth because they put themselves in a place to be your teachers, to be your politicians. And they smile at you because it's not the old days with the overt whip, unless you get caught up like Rodney King or something, or you go to prison. Now they're killing us through chemical and biological poisoning, through your zip code, through your food. So they're very sophisticated in what they do. But like Israel right now, they don't care. They're rogue. We're like, we're going to make up a story? It sounds like it. I don't know. I'm speculating. Let me not speculate. And go ahead. They say at least 700 to 900 people have been killed already. That's a lot of people. Okay. So with that, our destiny in America as black people. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad also taught us that Mary and Jesus are signs of the black man and woman here in America. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. You know, we had this single woman doing her thing. She gave birth to the God and had to make it happen. And she's a sign of this sister right here, our black women. And Jesus is a sign of you. So these women, beautiful sisters, are gods giving birth to gods. That's our teaching. All praise is due to Allah. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that Allah taught him, the Savior, that we write our history 25,000 years in advance. Praise be to Allah. So that means that if we are fulfilling these books, every single one of us here was thought of way back when. So our mothers are divine. Our fathers are divine. No matter if they're outside at the zone, on drugs, whatever condition they're in, let us make sure that we go and are compassionate to our parents now that we are adults. You know, you can deal with them no matter what they're going through. Do your duty by your parents. All praise is due to Allah. Yes. So it's funny, it's Sister Arian here. Yes, Sister Arian and Brother Jameer and Sister Elisa. I was talking with them, with their, well, not, I don't think Sister Arian was there that day, but we were talking about where our families were from. And some of their family was from Louisiana. And I was like, oh, where y'all from? And she said, they said Lake Providence, both Jameer and Sister Elisa. I'm like, Lake Providence, Louisiana? That's where my grandparents are from, my great-grandparents are from. And I was like, what were their last names? And one of the names was Brown. And I was like, oh, God. Praise be to Allah. Because I kept looking at Brother Jameer going, you know, you look like my brother. You know, you look like my brother. But isn't this horrific that they could be my family and I could be their family and we don't even know it? This beast has done a job on us. What if I would have been like, yo, let me get that courtship in, blah, blah, blah. Gotta ask questions. Gotta ask questions. Praise be to Allah. Okay, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Okay, praise be to Allah. All right, so our destiny. So we have a destiny. You know, depending on our faith, we have the understanding that we've already won this thing because Allah already gave us the outcome. So every day we're praying, we're fasting. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, sir. Okay. Okay, praise. All right. So faith, praise be to Allah. So in Hebrews 11:1, we probably all are familiar with that scripture that says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. And that's deep that it starts out with the word now. It's like it's alive, it's present. It's like in order to really have faith, you have to be present. You can't be thinking about the past, can't be thinking about the future. You have to surrender and breathe and sink into the moment to even deal with your faith. And that's where we have to stay as believers throughout the day. Because it's easy to get taken away and off your journey thinking about this or stressing or worrying about that. But let us have our faith in the unseen so that we can stay focused on our mission. Thanks, man. Can we call things into existence? If God came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad and gave us all of this insight into the power of the original man, can we call things into existence as God does?
Yes, sir.
If Allah created himself out of the triple darkness of space as an atom,
yes, sir.
You know, are we studying what Minister Farrakhan gave us and how to give birth to a God? Are we studying how do we do it? You know, and I was talking with a brother just the other day, and from what I studied from Brother Jibril, and he talked about how you take an atom, unseen particle, and it slows down into dark matter. And from our study guides, Minister Farrakhan is telling us that our brain waves literally go out and impregnate the subatomic so that whatever you have in mind, you can call it into existence. That's our power, right? So I'm just one day I wanted to go to Louisiana. I had never been. I said, I want to see where my daddy's from. And I went to Lake Merritt in Oakland. I sat down by the water. I started projecting my thoughts like the ripples on the water, thinking that they were, you know, brain waves going out into space. But first, I got into a very happy mood, so my energy was up. I thought about something really present. I got into a trance, and I did it, right? Did it for about 30 minutes. I got up. I walked about 3 steps, and I saw a friend of mine from high school. Her name is Roma. I said, hey, Roma, how you doing? She said, hey, Seth, what you doing? No, I said, what are you up to? She said, I gained all this weight. I'm jogging around here. I said, okay. She said, what are you doing? I said, I'm thinking about going to Louisiana. I was just meditating on Louisiana. She said, what? I'm going to Louisiana next week. I got to drive all the way. We were in California. I got to drive all the way by myself. You want to come? I said, yeah, I'm coming.
Yes,
all praise is due to Allah. It is no mystery, God.
Yes, sir.
So who wrote that in advance?
Right.
Who knew my desire in advance to manifest it on time?
Yes,
now, I always test the God. Praise be to Allah. So I'm imploring all of us. We got to have intentions. We got to have goals. We got to set our goals and our intentions. And whatever it is that we have in our heart, you can manifest it. Because that's what this teaching is about. You know, and don't even think about getting into a group and meditating and visualizing together. That's very powerful. Or with your spouse. Okay. So I wanted to leave out, I think I'm going to, this is from Problem 13 in our Supreme Wisdom book that has our lessons from the Savior, the dialogue between the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Savior. So this is just real quick. Praise be to Allah. Problem 13. I'm just going to read a little bit of it. After learning mathematics, which is Islam, and Islam is mathematics, it stands true. You can always prove it at no limit of time. Then you must learn to use it and secure some benefit while you are living. That is luxury, money, good homes, friendships in all walks of life. Sit yourself in heaven at once. That is the greatest desire of your brother and teachers. All praise is due to Allah. So that he's laid it out for us.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm pretty much there. I think I got 1 minute left. Let me try to get this one last minute in. I just wanted to leave you with the words from the book that everybody is glorifying, which is our guidance. We kiss this every morning. We get guidance from Allah directly. So this is The Believer, chapter 40. Verses 51 through 55. We certainly help our messengers and those who believe in this world's life and on the day when the witnesses arise, the day on which their excuse will not benefit the unjust, and for them is a curse, and for them is the evil abode. And we indeed gave Moses the guidance, and we made the children of Israel inherit the book, a guidance and a reminder for men of understanding. So be patient. Surely the promise of Allah is true, and ask protection for thy sin, and celebrate the praise of thy Lord in the evening and the morning. All praises due to Allah. Thank you for allowing me to come before you and get this out of the way. I'm very grateful. Assalamu alaikum.